Hello, Dr. Shah here, and welcome to another episode on Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I'd like to discuss the season and all the holidays that we celebrate during the season of spring, the rebirth, the issue of freedom. How do we experience freedom? In the winter, it's like a festival of lights, no matter what your religion is. And in the spring, it's all about rebirth and freedom. And how do we have freedom in our daily lives? And it was really interesting because this year we were having a family dinner and we were sharing the story of Passover. And really, you know, all of these holidays have a certain kind of frightening aspect because these holidays have to do with life and death. It's sort of like fairy tales. You know, in a fairy tale, there is the wicked witch and there's also the princess or the prince or something that's very positive. And it's interesting that we have those stories that pass from generation to generation to generation. And what is the lesson? For me, as I was a teacher, you know, and I would think about book studies, let's say in The Giving Tree. The Giving Tree is about a boy who just keeps on taking from the tree, and the tree is so giving. And I would say to my kindergarten and first grade students, when you think about the two characters in this book, The Giving Tree, are you more like the boy or are you more like the tree? And I think that if we're really thinking honestly, we'll see that we're a little like the boy and we're a little like the tree. In other words, being human makes us all of it. And I was thinking how these stories that last from generation to generation that become part of a tradition or a ritual and a belief system, when I was trying to explain to my 9-year-old granddaughter, who I didn't want to be afraid of such violence in the story of Passover, I tried to describe how just by virtue of being a human being, we can do good things and we can do bad things. And that these stories are passed from year to year to year to generation to generation to generation so that we can learn about our human condition. I remember, I think I've said this before on a podcast, I had a friend, she was 16 years old. She went to live in a kibbutz for the summer. And she said when she landed in Israel, there were 12 and 13-year-old boys and girls who had guns. And I was like, I could never do that. And she really looked at me and she said, Mindy, if that was your culture, that is what you can do. And it's absolutely true. I couldn't do it based on the fact the way I grew up is as a 12-year-old, as a 13-year-old, it would seem very strange and not possible. But if that was what I was born into and I was indoctrinated into that, it would be natural and normal, and I could do it. And so I feel how we spoke about the story of Passover was so profound, mostly for my 9-year-old granddaughter, because we shared the story, and then we just spoke about how do we have freedom in our daily life, and how the story seems to be reflective of our conditions today. And in fact, with the war, it is completely the same. Right? We're enslaved by each other. People are being killed because they have different belief systems. We're not being inclusive and accepting. And so I said to my granddaughter, what would you do if you had a friend and you were no longer friends? Could you imagine really hurting that friend? Or would you try to find a way to meet in the middle and compromise and be flexible and be adapting of another person's belief system? And so, you know, I'm in a neighborhood where there's lots of different political views. And what I try to do is I don't necessarily preach my view. I just share who I am and model the kind of person that I want to be and hope to be. And then through that modeling, if I have a different belief system than you, but you can see that I'm a good person, that's how we can meet in the middle. And I'm not judging someone for having a different belief system than me, because then I'm becoming what I don't like. I want to live in an inclusive, peaceful world. So I need to do my part by being inclusive and peaceful. And it just was a very interesting opportunity for me to really talk to my granddaughter and for her to come to terms. I said to her, you know, some people believe that this story is absolutely the truth, and other people use it as an illustration to understand our human condition. And for me, I listen to the story, and then I apply my modern day life to the story and what can I get out of it? And what I can get out of it, since we're repeating having wars because we have a different belief system or we look differently or we're fighting over money and land and property, I think that we're not elevating our humanity to the place that we can if we're still making the same kinds of mistakes. And I don't think that's the way to do it. So I have to act differently. And then I can concentrate on the positive behaviors that I possess and the people that I'm being friends with. And I can be friends with someone who thinks very differently than I do. And I could agree to disagree. And I could, even if I'm not friends with someone because we really don't see eye to eye and we don't agree on anything, I don't have to make that other person wrong. I don't have to be rude. I don't have to be nasty. I don't have to be warlike. I can still be friendly with someone that I disagree with completely. We can still coexist. And so I think that was so important. And my granddaughter and I spoke about loyalty and different belief systems and how to find freedom is what you make of it. So I read this book and it was just the summary on the back said something like, the time that I felt the most free was when I was enchained in prison. So what does that say? That says that even under the most horrible conditions, I can find freedom if I am free in my own being, in my mind and in my heart. And I think that that must be true because people survive horrible situations, people who are captured in hostages in war prisons, they have a will to survive because somewhere in them, there's a sense of freedom, an inner kind of freedom. And so that is where we can get free. And externally, I would be more free if I have an internal sense of freedom. And so we talked about that, and it was really one of the most pleasurable Passover discussions I ever had because it was just interesting to see that my granddaughter is really coming to understand that if we want to have peace in our lives, we need to accept and embrace each other's differences and not make people wrong and just be who we are. If I am who I am and I'm not hurting you and you allow me to be who I am, I'm allowing you to be who you are. That's really a great place to begin. And then share from there because what should hold us together more than anything is our humanity. And that's really what I wanted to share during this podcast. So please feel free to visit me at Learn With Me Remotely. And also visit my office page, Dr. Mindy Shaw Paperbacks at Amazon. Until next time, let us live in peace, inner peace that will inspire outer peace.